5. Working as an SPSV operator. This chapter outlines the regulations that apply to vehicles being operated as SPSVs and to the persons driving them. Vehicle requirements. Operating an SPSV owned by another person. Renting a taxi. Maintaining operational data. Rules of operation for each category of SPSV. Use of taxi ranks. Use of bus lanes by taxis. Refusing a passenger. Compliance and enforcement. Fixed payment offences. Changing address or contact details on a license. Vehicle requirements. Any vehicle being operated as an SPSV must comply with SPSV regulations. If a vehicle is operated as an SPSV without a license, both the owner of the vehicle and the driver can be charged with the offence. However, it always remains the driver's responsibility to ensure that the vehicle he or she is operating complies with the regulations, irrespective of who holds the vehicle license or who owns the vehicle. All SPSVs must have an active vehicle license, as shown on the tamper-proof license discs. Have the tamper-proof license discs displayed in the front and rear windows of the vehicle. Exception: vintage vehicles in the limousine category that are over 30 years old are exempt from the requirement to display a rear disc. Be fully roadworthy. It is illegal to operate with a faulty vehicle. Carry the required safety equipment. See Chapter 3 for full details. And not carry more passengers than indicated on the tamper-proof license discs. In addition, taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis must have a taxi meter calibrated and verified with the current national maximum taxi fare and connected to a working printer, a regulation roof sign, and approved taxi branding applied to its front doors. In addition, wheelchair-accessible taxis and wheelchair-accessible hackneys must have the required wheelchair equipment installed and functioning correctly. In addition, wheelchair-accessible taxis must have the accessibility symbol displayed on the regulation roof sign. In addition, wheelchair-accessible hackneys must have the accessibility symbol displayed on a passenger door. Tamper-proof license discs. The tamper-proof license discs specify license and vehicle details. These include the vehicle license number and expiry date, the vehicle registration number, color and type, and how many passengers the vehicle is licensed to carry. The licensing inspector places the tamper-proof license discs on the front and rear windows of your vehicle when it has passed the initial suitability inspection or license renewal assessment. These discs remain the property of the authority at all times. The colour of the tamper-proof license discs indicates the category of SPSV for which the vehicle is licensed. The colours used at time of publication of this manual are yellow for taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis, blue for hackneys, wheelchair-accessible hackneys, and local area hackneys, and silver for limousines. All tamper-proof discs have a green surround. There now follows 4 visual examples of tamper-proof discs. A taxi tamper-proof disc, a hackney tamper-proof disc, a limousine tamper-proof disc, and a local area hackney tamper-proof disc. For further information, please contact the authority. Removing and disposing of tamper-proof license discs. To prevent their unlawful use on unlicensed vehicles, only licensing inspectors may ordinarily remove and dispose of tamper-proof license discs. However, there are a number of circumstances where you might have to arrange removal of discs yourself, such as Changing the vehicle associated with your license to a different vehicle. Note, the discs cannot be used on another vehicle. See below. Having your windscreen replaced. Selling or disposing of your vehicle. Or surrendering your license. Once removed, the tamper-proof license discs are not reusable. It is an offence to remove the discs for use on another vehicle. For any licensing transaction that involves the use of new, tamper-proof discs, you must return the old discs when presenting your vehicle for inspection, or provide documentary evidence that the discs have been destroyed securely. This could take the form of a report from An Garda Síochána or the insurance company. Licensing staff will inform you of the procedure in such circumstances. Call the SPSV information line 0761 064 333 if you have any query in relation to tamper-proof discs. Remember, it is a serious offence to operate a vehicle as an SPSV without a current, active vehicle license. The driver of an unlicensed vehicle commits an offence, and the owner of the vehicle, if different from the driver, also commits an offence for allowing the vehicle to be operated as an SPSV. Both can be fined up to €5,000 on conviction for these offences. Operating an SPSV owned by another person. The holder of a vehicle license may permit the vehicle to be operated by any licensed SPSV driver. Note, however, that the holder of a local area Hackney driver license may not drive any SPSV except a local area Hackney. The vehicle license holder must ensure that the person driving is fully licensed to drive the vehicle as an SPSV. Provide and maintain appropriate SPSV insurance. Keep a record of the name, address and contact number of each person driving the SPSV and their SPSV driver license details. And retain these records and make them available for inspection by the authority on request. An SPSV driver who is operating a vehicle owned by someone else as an SPSV must make sure that the vehicle license is in date, the vehicle is roadworthy, the vehicle is appropriately insured, and the vehicle complies fully with the relevant regulations. See page 42. Renting an SPSV. The regulations permit a vehicle license holder to rent the vehicle to another person. The person providing the rental must own the vehicle and be the holder of the vehicle license, and must provide appropriate insurance for the period of the rental. The rental of an SPSV license only, without the vehicle, is not permitted. The person providing the rental must notify the authority of the rental, either using the authority's online system or by calling the SPSV information line 0761 064 333. They must provide the authority with the details of the period of the arrangement, the renter's SPSV driver license number, and the vehicle registration number. They must maintain a record of the vehicle license associated with the rental agreement. Maintaining operational data. The authority maintains a database of links between each licensed SPSV and its current driver. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure that this information is current at all times by informing the authority whenever they take over the operation of an SPSV. If you own and operate only one vehicle, and that vehicle is never operated by anyone else, you need to notify the authority only once in relation to that vehicle. If, however, a vehicle is operated by more than one driver, each driver must notify the authority each and every time they commence operating that vehicle. The authority provides a number of ways for you to keep this operational data up to date. You can do it by using the authority's web portal, https://taxi.nationaltransport.ie. The authority's industry app, which can be downloaded free of charge from the iTunes and Android app stores. The SPSV information line, 0761 064 333, or the authority's SMS service. For more information on how to register and use these tools, please visit the authority's website. Rules of operation. The rules of operation for different categories of SPSV are summarized on these pages. Taxis may be hired only when standing at an official taxi rank or while plying for hire on the street or via pre-booking. May stand at a taxi rank, but only while the vehicle is available for hire. See page 47. May use with flow bus lanes when operating as an SPSV. See page 47. Must use a verified, calibrated taxi meter to calculate the fare and charge the customer either the amount so calculated or a lesser amount. Must operate the taxi meter on all passenger journeys. Must not charge more than the national maximum taxi fare. Must print a receipt from the printer attached to the taxi meter and offer it to the customer. See Chapter 7. Must have approved branding on the front door of the vehicle and a regulation roof sign. Must display the national maximum taxi fare sticker in the front of the vehicle and the passenger information card in the rear. The driver should not leave a taxi unattended at a taxi rank. The driver should keep a record of all bookings. The driver must notify the authority each time they take over the operation of a vehicle. Wheelchair accessible taxis must adhere to the rules set out above for taxis. Must have specialist equipment, including boarding aids, wheelchair anchorages, and suitable seat belts. Must have the accessibility symbol displayed on their roof sign. Must accommodate at least one person seated in their wheelchair and at least one other passenger at the same time. Must give priority to bookings for people with disabilities. The driver must keep a record of all bookings. Hackneys. Must agree the fare to be charged in advance. The fare is not calculated on a meter. Must make a written receipt available to the customer. See Chapter 7. Must be pre-booked. May not be hailed on the street or stand for hire at a taxi rank. Must, from the time of receipt of the notification of the hire to its completion, carry a document in the vehicle showing the details of the booking, name of hirer, starting point and destination, fare agreed. Are not permitted to use bus lanes. Are not permitted to display signs or advertisements except as prescribed by the authority. The driver must notify the authority each time they take over the operation of a vehicle. Wheelchair accessible hackneys must adhere to the rules set out above for hackneys. Must have specialist equipment, including ramps, wheelchair anchorages, and suitable seat belts. Must accommodate at least one person seated in their wheelchair and at least one other passenger at the same time. Must have the accessibility symbol displayed on a passenger door. Must give priority to bookings for people with disabilities. The driver must keep a record of all bookings. Local area hackneys. The rules for hackneys above apply also to local area hackneys. The area of operation is specified on the local area hackney license, and license holders must not provide or advertise the provision of hackney services outside the area specified. Limousines. The rules for hackneys above apply also to limousines with the exception, while engaged as part of a wedding or funeral service, of the requirement to carry a document showing details of the booking. Use of taxi ranks. Local authorities, in consultation with An Garda Síochána, are responsible for planning the location of taxi ranks, deciding on their size and hours of operation, building and maintaining them, and managing their use. The authority's role in this regard is limited to offering advice and guidelines to the local authorities. Some taxi ranks are in operation permanently and full-time, some only at certain times of day, and some only temporarily, to provide service at a public event, such as a concert. In addition, some ranks are provided by other bodies, on their own premises, such as airports. For some of these ranks, drivers are required to obtain a permit and pay a fee that allows them to stand for hire at the rank. Taxis standing at an official taxi rank must be available for hire. Drivers should not leave a taxi unattended at a taxi rank. Customers have the right to choose which taxi they hire. They do not necessarily have to hire the first taxi in the queue. A taxi may be hailed and hired by a customer in close proximity to a taxi rank. Hackneys and limousines are not permitted to stand for hire at a taxi rank, and no extra charge is payable by customers for hiring a taxi from a rank. Use of bus lanes by taxis. The Road Traffic Regulations 1997 permit taxis, in the course of business, to use normal, with-flow bus lanes. A taxi can use a normal with-flow bus lane only while it is operating as an SPSV, carrying a passenger on the way to pick up a pre-booked customer or applying for hire. Taxis must not use bus lanes if they are not operating as an SPSV, for example, driving home at the end of a shift, travelling on personal business, or transporting only goods and not passengers. Taxis are not allowed to use contraflow bus lanes, in which traffic travels in the opposite direction to the traffic beside it, under any circumstances. Hackneys and limousines are not permitted to use bus lanes. Using your roof sign. You must have your roof sign in place when operating a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, and you must remove it when the vehicle is in a public area and not being operated as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Keep the roof sign light switched on when your vehicle is available for hire, including when standing at a rank, and switched off when not available for hire, for example, while carrying a passenger or while driving to pick up a pre-booked customer. There is no requirement to link the taxi roof sign light to the meter. Each may be switched on and off independently. If you are on a journey of more than 30 kilometers that takes you outside the urban limits, you may, with the prior consent of the passenger, position the roof sign lengthways for more efficient fuel consumption. Refusing a passenger. There are specific circumstances under which an SPSV driver may refuse to accept a passenger, request a passenger to leave the vehicle, or refuse to follow a passenger's instructions. These circumstances include a request to take the passenger on a journey of over 30 kilometers in a taxi, a passenger who is, or becomes, disorderly, abusive or offensive, a passenger who is consuming food or drink, a passenger who is likely to soil or damage the vehicle, a passenger with too much luggage to be carried safely in the interior of the vehicle, or whose luggage poses a danger to the driver or others, a group of passengers who wish to travel together, but who together would exceed the licensed passenger carrying capacity of the vehicle, as shown on its tamper-proof license discs, a passenger who asks the driver to put his health or safety at risk, for example, by asking the driver to lift an unreasonably heavy load, a passenger under the age of 17 but of adult size, who refuses to wear a seatbelt. A small child, who, in the driver's judgment, cannot be carried safely in the vehicle. A passenger who refuses to show ability to pay the fare when asked, or who refuses to pay a reasonable deposit before starting the journey. A person attempting to hire the vehicle for the transport of goods without an accompanying passenger, and a passenger or intending passenger who refuses to extinguish a cigarette. Where a dispute arises, you should keep a record of the event by writing down the details so that you can explain the circumstances to the authorities compliance offers if a complaint follows a refusal of service. Keeping your vehicle in good condition. You are required to keep your vehicle in a clean and roadworthy condition at all times when operating it as an SPSV. What to check? The Automobile Association, AA, recommends that you check your vehicle regularly, as outlined on the next page. Prevention is better than cure. It is almost always cheaper, quicker, and easier to fix problems as soon as they occur. If you wait, the problem is likely to become worse and more expensive to fix. Always consult the owner's handbook. AA Vehicle Check. Tires. Check your tire pressures regularly, including the spare. Underinflated tires create more rolling resistance and result in higher fuel consumption. Most vehicles must have a minimum tread depth of 1.6 millimeters. Replace your tires before they become this worn, or if they are damaged. Tire pressure and condition are important, both for safety and for fuel economy. Lights and mirrors. Keep your lights, indicators and mirrors clean and in good working order. Check that they are correctly adjusted. Rear light failures often go unnoticed by the driver. Check rear lights at night by reversing up to a wall so you can view the light operation in the mirrors, or ask someone else to check them for you. Oil. Check the oil level and keep it topped up between oil changes. Check for oil leaks underneath your vehicle. Make sure you use the correct grade of oil. See the owner's handbook. Windscreen and wipers. Clean your windscreen regularly, inside and out. Keep your windscreen washer solution topped up. Keep your windscreen wiper blades in good working condition. Battery and warning lights. Check your battery. Listen for signs of a weak battery when starting your engine. Check warning lights on your dashboard for other possible faults. In particular, those relating to brake or engine management systems. Other items to check include fluid levels. Check fluid levels, including battery and brake fluid, and top them up, if necessary. Battery, terminals and cables, clean if corroded. Hoses and belts, replace if damaged. Brakes. Inspect for signs of wear and tear, including the handbrake, and always investigate any brake noises or change in pedal travel. Horn. Check it is working. Exhaust system. Listen out for changes in exhaust noise. Fixing emission control components early, for example catalytic converters, will save money in the long run. Shock absorbers. Worn shock absorbers can be both dangerous and uncomfortable. Beware of changes in the car's feel, especially in relation to bumps, and investigate any unusual noises from the suspension system. Further information. AA Basic Car Checks. www.theaa.com/breakdown-cover/basic-car-checks.html. Keeping costs down. If your vehicle is regularly serviced and well maintained, the engine is likely to operate at its best. As advised by the AA, you can also reduce your fuel consumption and maintenance costs as well as giving your passengers a more comfortable journey by observing a few simple guidelines. Drive as smoothly as possible and brake gently wherever possible. Accelerate and slow down smoothly by sensibly combining observation and anticipation. Drive in the highest gear possible without laboring the engine and change up as soon as you can. Turn off your engine if you're likely to be standing still in a queue for more than 3 minutes. If you can do so safely and without affecting the comfort of your passengers, turn off unnecessary electrical loads such as air conditioning, fans, and heated rear windscreens. Compliance and enforcement. The authority is committed to ensuring compliance with the SPSV regulations in order to ensure that legitimate, professional operators do not have to compete with others operating to lower standards, and in order to ensure continued public confidence in SPSV services. The authority has a team of compliance officers who are empowered to investigate complaints or reports of non-compliance in all aspects of the industry, including vehicle standards, driver behavior and identification, and issues relating to bookings and fares. The authority has the right to prosecute for certain offenses, including unlicensed drivers and unlicensed vehicles operating as SPSVs. Compliance officers may also issue on-the-spot penalties for a number of specified fixed payment offences. A summary of the fixed payment offences is provided in the table starting on page 52. Fixed payment offences. Commonly referred to as on-the-spot fines, this term refers to breaches of SPSV regulations for which a penalty may be imposed. See page 52. The authority's compliance team. The authority's compliance officers work for the benefit of the industry and the travelling public. They support the vast majority of SPSV operators who provide an excellent public service and ensure that standards throughout the industry remain high. Compliance officers have the right to approach any SPSV operator while they are working. They will generally want to carry out some basic checks on the vehicle or the driver. Sometimes this is a routine check, and sometimes it is part of an investigation into a complaint. The authority has a duty to investigate all complaints thoroughly. Some of these, however, arise from an incorrect understanding of the rights and responsibility of drivers and passengers, and do not warrant any further action on the part of the authority. As a driver, if you are approached by a compliance officer, you can expect the officer to identify themselves and show you their warrant of appointment identity card. Be polite and civil. Understand that you are working and not delay you unnecessarily. Check compliance with basic vehicle standards, tamper-proof license discs, in-vehicle passenger information, safety equipment, cleanliness, and where relevant, roof sign, taximeter and printer, and wheelchair ramps. And check that the driver display card is on display and that the driver is in possession of the ID card and that in a taxi, the fare information is displayed. In order to help them to do their job and allow you to carry on with yours as quickly as possible, you should cooperate with any reasonable request that the officer makes. Compliance officers may impose fixed payment penalties for specified breaches of regulations, as outlined on page 52. Failure to pay these penalties could result in prosecution, heavier penalties, a criminal record, and in extreme cases, loss of license. Authorized persons. You must give reasonable assistance and information to authorized persons, including the authority's compliance officers and members of An Garda Síochána. It is an offence to obstruct, impede, fail to comply with, or give false or misleading information to an authorised person. Authorized persons have the power to request and seize documents, and they can also enter premises connected with the provision of an SPSV service. For example, a dispatch operator's office, where they can secure evidence for potential prosecutions. Mandatory area knowledge test. The authority may request a license holder to provide evidence that he or she has adequate knowledge of the area in which they are operating. If the authority receives three or more complaints relating to your knowledge of the area in which you are operating during the previous 3 years, the authority may require you to sit and pass the relevant area knowledge test prior to renewing your license. Mandatory disqualification. If you have been convicted, in Ireland or elsewhere, of any of the offences that are specified in the Schedule to the Taxi Regulation Act 2013, you are disqualified from holding an SPSV driver licence, in some cases for life, in other cases for specified periods of time. You are required to notify An Garda Síochána of any such conviction. If you are disqualified for this reason, you can apply to the appropriate or relevant court to have the disqualification lifted. If you believe you may be affected by this, it is strongly advised that you consult the legislation and seek legal advice. Fixed payment offences. The principal fixed payment offences at time of publication are set out below. Other offences may be categorised as fixed payment offences from time to time. Fixed payment offences, SPSV operators. Removal or attempted removal of a tamper-proof disc from a small public service vehicle, €80. Failure to display tamper-proof disc, €80. Failure to display required driver identification, €60. Failure to notify details of small public service vehicle being operated, €40. Fixed payment offences, vehicle equipment. Failure to comply with taxi roof sign requirements, €40. Failure to display the required in-vehicle information, €40. Displaying on a hackney or limousine a sign or advertisement other than one prescribed by the National Transport Authority, €40. Failure to comply with the vehicle standards and requirements applicable to the license category, €60. Failure to have prescribed signage affixed to the front doors of taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, €250. Fixed payment offences, taxi meter, taxi only. Failure to comply with the requirements in relation to the calibration of taxi meters, €250. Failure to comply with the requirements in relating to the fitting and operation of a taxi meter, €60. Operating taxi meter while taxi is standing for hire or plying for hire, €60. Failure to operate taxi meter while taxi is on hire, €60. Fixed payment offences, standing or plying for hire. Standing at appointed stand while the vehicle is not available for hire, €40. Standing for hire in a taxi otherwise than at an appointed stand, €40. Standing or plying for hire in a county without a license to stand or ply for hire in that county, €40. Standing with a taxi on part of a public road adjoining or in proximity to an appointed stand when the appointed stand is full, €40. Fixed payment offences, fares and charges. Unreasonable refusal to carry a passenger where the journey is not more than 30 kilometres, €80. Refusal to carry assistance dog or guide dog in a small public service vehicle, €40. Applying a booking fee in respect of a taxi which is engaged while plying for hire or standing for hire or without having been booked in advance by the consumer, €60. Failure to print and offer a receipt in the prescribed form to a passenger upon completion of a journey in a taxi, €40. Failure to make available a receipt in the prescribed form to a passenger upon completion of a journey in a hackney or limousine, €40. Failure of the driver of a hackney or limousine to carry the required booking record in respect of a hire, €60. The fixed payment notice specifies the amount of the penalty which you must pay in order to avoid prosecution, as shown in the table above. Within 28 days of the date of the notice, you can pay the amount specified in the notice, or within 56 days of the date of the notice, you can pay the amount specified in the notice, plus an additional 50%. If you do not pay within 56 days of the date of the notice, court proceedings are initiated. Demerits. In addition to the monetary penalties that can be imposed for breaches of the SPSV regulations, the authority may also apply demerits to an SPSV driver's license. The number of demerits varies depending on the offence. If 8 demerits are accumulated on a license, the license holder will be disqualified for a period of 3 months. Changing details. Change of address. If you change your address or other contact details, such as mobile number or email address, you are required to inform the authority as soon as possible, either in writing or by calling the SPSV information line 0761 064 000. This is important to ensure that you receive updates from the authority regarding your licenses. The authority takes no responsibility if you do not receive important correspondence because you have not registered a change of contact details. Holders of SPSV driver licenses are also obliged to inform on Garda Síochána when they change address. Other occupation. If you hold an SPSV driver license and you become engaged in another occupation, you are required to give on Garda Síochána details of that occupation, including name and address of employer, if relevant, and if that other occupation involves driving, evidence that you have informed the employer that you hold an SPSV driver license and that you drive an SPSV for hire or reward. Control of company. If an SPSV license is held by a company and control of the company changes, the license is automatically revoked. The company must inform the authority of the change in control and return the license with the notification within 14 days of the date of change in control. This requirement does not apply when the change in control of the company arises from the death of a member of the company. Changes to the national maximum taxi fare. If the national maximum taxi fare changes, the taxi meter in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi must be reprogrammed with the new fare structure within the 90 days prior to the fare change coming into effect, and the taxi meter must be verified by the legal metrology service as soon as possible thereafter.